Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Welcome to our show. Max Griner is here with us again today. Max, why are we doing this show? There's some folks who have been listening, and they've heard that answer before, but you know, there may be some new folks that don't know. What is the purpose of our show?
Well, it's good to be here. I'm here with Sherry, my beautiful wife, and, you know, we had a hard time figuring out, you know, what we're doing and why we're doing it at first, too. But I think the message was that God wanted us to witness that He is a living God, still working miracles today. And there are just not many Christian radio shows that'll talk about what God did yesterday. They'll talk about what He did 2,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago or 4,000 years ago, but we're talking about what He did yesterday.
I didn't think about that, but you're right. You know, what I like about this show and about what we're doing with the cross in Kerrville is that these are about miracles that are happening right now.
Right.
So if you're listening right now and you need a miracle in your life, we're going to tell you where to go and what you can do.
Right. Our God was in the past, but He's in the present and He's in the future. So all of our needs are right now, and so it's a good thing that He's here.
Well, you know, every week we have a miracle of the week, and I always look forward to this, Max. So share with us the miracle of the week, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, we just heard a story last week, I guess it was, from our Vice President, Johnny Sharp. And he said that a man told him that he brought his 12-year-old daughter up to the cross. She was a believer in God, but the father wasn't. And they prayed inside the cross. They read the prayers inside the cross. A little girl did. And what Johnny Sharp told us was that the father said the little girl's arm was suddenly covered in golden dust, the Shekinah glory, we believe, which we see up there a lot. But then her paralyzed arm was healed. And so that's the latest report of a pretty dramatic miracle that we've had at the cross, and we are trying to get the details and the name and pictures and all that stuff, but right now it's testimony. But God's up there, and he's still doing the stuff, and this is just one more example. And this happened without any of us there. There were no tour guides. There were no chaplains. There were no
trustees. Neat thing about this is these stories happen all the time.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, we just had a dedication, and Max, I'm going to ask you to share a little bit about it. But also, afterwards, I'd like Sherry Greiner to tell us what her day was like up there. So, Max, start off. Tell us about the dedication.
Oh, thank you, Roy. Well, this has been something Sherry and I have been living for and working for about 14 years. And we celebrated on September 13th, 2015, the dedication of the sculpture prayer garden, the original vision. And that was what the Lord gave me to build a 300-foot cross-shaped garden with the gospel in multiple languages on tiles and the big sculptures and the points of the cross. And that was finally completed here in September. And so we celebrated that, and it was just an awesome day. And it happened to also be Rosh Hashanah, mm-hmm. And it also was the end of Shemitah, the Jewish holiday, and beginning of Jubilee. So there was a lot of prophetic things that we think that God caused this to happen on that exact day.
And you actually had a Jewish rabbi up there.
Yeah,
as part of the celebration.
Yeah, we did. And we're going to talk about that, Randy Weiss. He came up from, or came down from Dallas.
Well, it was a great day. I was there, I'm glad to say. But Sherry Greiner, I know you were everywhere and you were enjoying yourself. I could see that smile on your face. Share with us just a few little things about, from your perspective, what that day was like for you.
Well, it was really exciting for me. It almost, in a way, seemed like a wedding with all of your friends.
It was festive, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was all your friends and loved ones. They were all there to celebrate. And it was like the premonition of like what maybe the wedding feast, you know, if you wanted to compare it that way. But I really enjoyed seeing everyone. But there were so many people, and it was so hot, I was not able to get around and to see each and every person, which I had really wanted to do that. I guess the highlight of the day was the shofar blowing. I love to blow the shofar, and there were several of us.
You had several of them.
Several of us blew our shofars, and there were two Jewish men who stood on the stage behind us, and they blew up theirs, but it was in the exact official Jewish
traditional.
Yeah.
Now, for people who are listening, they don't know what a shofar is. What is a shofar?
It's a long ram's horn, mm-hmm. and
very specific sound.
Yeah, it's like ooh, like that.
Very good.
Our radio show starts and ends with
that. That's
so
true.
This program starts
with
it.
We can't say anything to you, Max, about doing your turkey gobbles or your, your other stuff.
Yeah. No, God used the shofar to move the Jews, not a turkey gobble.
Right. but at the beginning of this program, if you hear the two shofar blows, that's
what that is.
Yours truly.
Well, Max, let's get back to you. How many people?
Well, let me tell you about the day, too. I mean, she said it was like a wedding. Okay. To me, it's like I gave birth. And it's like we've had this baby pregnant in us for 14 years, and finally we delivered this baby. So there was quite a lot of
relief
that we
finally made it.
Got this done. And it happened before the end of the world. You know, we're not sure we were going to even beat that deadline, and because this has taken so long, but it was just incredible.
So how many people did you have, and from where did they come from?
Well, we estimate that it was about 1,500 people. We actually weren't able to get an exact count because of a mix-up related to our counters. But we think it was about 1,500 people, and it was from eight different states, and four different countries. And they were on-fire Christians, and a lot of them, and most of them, I guess. And one lady, believe it or not, rode the bus all the way from Phoenix, Arizona to come to Kerrville,
Texas. For 17 hours.
17 hours, yeah.
Sherry, did it surprise you that people came from so far away to come to that event?
Not really, because all the time that we've had the garden open and we were trying to get it finished, we had always had people from other countries, and we had people from other states. So I kind of expected people from everywhere.
But what this was special is these people were notified in advance about this special dedication that we were
going to do. So they knew about it. You were able to promote it.
And some of them spent thousands of dollars
Coming there.
You know, Florida. One lady came from Florida, and a bunch of people came from Georgia.
I was there when you asked for people where they came from, and I was really impressed. I always love to be there when you ask those questions, where is everybody from?
Right.
And because it's really interesting to see where people have come from and how far away. And so it makes me feel not so bad at all when I have to drive from San Antonio up there, and then I'm complaining I have to get up early and all this, and you have someone that's driven thousands of miles, so it kind of makes you humble, you know?
Right. Well, that's how hungry people are for God. And a lot of these people have followed our story for all these 14 years, and they prayed for us for all these years. And so this, a lot of them, was the completion of something that they prayed into and sowed into. Many of them were givers that had helped us build this thing and donate the money. And so it was just joy to see so many friends and faces from our past, people that have prayed for us and loved us and forgiven us. And it was just an honor to be with
us. It was an event that made everybody feel good. I know when I walked away from it after it was over, and I left late in the evening on Sunday, and on my way home, there's very few things that you go to that you really actually feel fulfilled. And I felt completion, and I haven't been in the very beginning, but I've contributed what I could to help it. And I felt good that I was able to be part of something and that we'd accomplished something. And I saw all these people having so much fun and being touched by the Spirit. So it just made you feel whole, like you'd accomplished something, you did something.
Right.
Well, where did you put all these people? You've got all these people coming. The seating and parking got 24 acres, 24 and a half acres.
Yeah, that was the challenge. You know, we had to try to
figure out. And you had a lot of volunteers
that
helped you.
Yeah, and God didn't tell us in advance. I mean, you know, sometimes he'll speak to you in a word of knowledge and give you the specifics. But in this case, we did not know how many people were going to come. So we were planning on around 1,000 people, and we felt like after praying, that's what we all felt was a reasonable deal. But we put them anywhere and everywhere, and we're going to have a guest on the show later, Jeff Anderson, that helped us handle this problem, logistics of these cars. But basically, we put the cars everywhere, place there was a place that we could put a car. And so they were all over that mountain.
You put the cars wherever the car would fit.
That's right. And then we actually had shuttles, and we had to take people back and forth to the Lowe's parking lot across the interstate and to the Chevrolet dealer next to us.
And that's something to mention. People that have been to our events know if you've never been to an event and you come up there during the week and you've never been to an event, don't worry about it, because anytime we have a major event like that, we always have shuttles so they can pick you up from where you park and they'll drop you off up there.
Right.
So
and
you
when
don't
it's
have to
not
worry
a special
walking.
Event, we've got all the parking places right there close to the garden, so you can literally pull in with your own car
and the
out.
Other thing is we do have handicap parking. That's very important. We have handicap parking, and the place is set up there for people in wheelchairs to be able to get in and access.
Right, we get them up at the top.
What they call it handicap accessible.
Right.
Well, how long did you celebrate? This is quite a party.
Yeah, we you know, I read the Old Testament, and they celebrated when they dedicated the temple for, I think, 40 days and 40 nights. So we thought about that and figured maybe that might be a little much to ask. And but we did go long for normal church services. We went from 2:30 in the afternoon until 10:30 p.m. And so it just went, and we worshiped and praised God, and we just didn't want to stop.
What happened?
Well, you know, we you may remember we were going to have a guest of honor, and the guest of honor showed up, and you know, I'd ask God, who did he want? And the Holy Spirit said, I want to be the guest of honor. I want to be the star. And so I said, well, okay, great. God, how do we do that? And he said, I believe in my spirit. He said, invite my kids to talk about me. Let me talk about, you know, talk through my kids. And so we had about 16, 17 different people come up and testify about the miracles that happened at this garden, and through the process of doing it, the living witnesses came, the Herschel Reeds and the Jim Beards and the others that had been part of it and saw it. We actually got to interview them in front of the crowd, and it was just wonderful.
People literally felt God's presence.
Yeah, we had the, and I always felt like this was going to happen, but I figured if God's doing this, he's going to show up and stuff's going to happen. So people not only got born again and baptized, water baptized, filled with the Spirit. But we had signs and wonders, and we had the visible glory forming on hundreds of people. I mean, I asked during my talk, I said, how many of you have seen the glory and how many of you see it now? And several hundred hands raised and started waving that literally God covered several hundred people with the Shekinah glory. It looks like glitter, and it was on their faces and hands and clothes. And then we had angels that were photographed around at the service when we did the Rosh Hashanah service around the Messianic Jewish evangelists. And it was just amazing.
What was the fruit of all this? There's a lot of things that happened.
Yeah, you know, you can throw, the world can throw a party, and you can leave drunk, and you can maybe remember it. But when God throws a party, there's real fruit, and there were changed lives. People, again, were saved. They're born again. They're going to be in heaven. They were empowered and filled with the Holy Spirit. Their whole lives changed. I was with, people get their gift of the prayer language. They spoke in tongues. They were sprinkled with this glory. We had physical healings, had a doctor that got instantly healed. That's the kind of fruit that can happen when you go to a God party. And
I like that term, God party.
That's what we threw. It was a God party for the Holy Spirit, for Jesus and the Father, and it was all about Him. And we just tried to let Him know how much we loved Him, and as a result, He showed up and He showed off.
There's no question He showed up because the Spirit was there. Now, if people are listening right now and they want to find out more and they want to get some of this, what we're talking about, how do they get in touch with us?
Well, there's a couple of ways, but if you can work a computer or one of those phones, you can go to the website, which is just, we have several of them, but the two main websites are thecrossatkerrville.org, thecrossatkerrville.org, like the name of the radio show, or thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, and we have all the videos and the audios and the written stories and the pictures of the angels and the pictures of the people that got healed and the pictures of the glory dust all over people. And we've got, again, the archives of the radio show is on there, too. You can go back and hear that. So it's a big, big website with lots of information. But it's all about our God that's alive and well and working in our world today.
And where's the cross located, in case someone's listening has never been there before?
Just go up Interstate 10, 1 hour, 60 miles, and take exit 508 into Kerrville, Texas. You'll see it up on the hill, and we're open 7 to midnight, and it's all free, and it's there to just to bless you. So we invite you to come and enjoy.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, we have many quotes, and we have some really great quotes this time, especially from those of you who attended the dedication, and you were all inspired and in awe and just really sound like you had an excellent time being there and participating in everything. So here we go. The first one that we have today is from the president and CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters. His name is Jerry Johnson, and this is what Jerry had to say. Dear Max, congratulations on the upcoming opening of the Sculpture Prayer Garden. What a fantastic accomplishment and a beautiful culmination of your artistic gifts. We join you in praising God for the tremendous work He's accomplishing through your faithful efforts. It's wonderful to know that so many people will be blessed and their hearts turn to Christ through this lovely garden. Congratulations again, and may the Lord continue to bless you and your work for His kingdom. And this next one is a really good one because it is from Dr. Bill Hart. He's the senior pastor of Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas, and this is where the first prophecy was said over us about the garden. And here it is from Dr. Bill Hart. He says, December the 9th of 2001 will go down in history as the time when all you see before you began. Little did we know that the prophecy that Mahesh Chavda gave to Max and Sherry would have such a great impact. We have a saying at Cathedral of Praise in Austin. It says that what happens here impacts the world. The last 14 days have been one of wonder as we have watched how the Griners, through obedience, faithfulness, sacrifice, and hard work, have built a true tabernacle of His presence. For them to receive a word from God and then set their whole being to seeing it fulfilled is such a testament to how the Lord can use and bless so many people. What began that fateful night almost 14 years ago now has blessed thousands and ultimately millions who will come and encounter a living Savior. To all of you who have labored with them, to you who have given time and resources, I applaud you. Great will be your reward in heaven. Blessings, Bill and Sue Hart, Cathedral of Praise.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel and the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.